Unsilencing Stories is a podcast that reflects the voices of people in small towns and communities in Canada who have lost loved ones to the toxic drug supply crisis. Since 2016, more than 30,000 people have died from fatal overdoses in Canada, and that number continues to climb. The risk in smaller towns and communities is much higher than in urban areas because of a lack of harm reduction services and stigma against substance use and people who use drugs. This podcast is part of a community-based participatory research project facilitated by Erin Goodman, PhD, a faculty member at Kwantlen Polytechnic University in Surrey, BC, along with students Jenna Keeble and Ashley Pokernich. The aim was to assist collaborators in publicly memorializing their loved ones and expressing grief, as well as challenging silences imposed by dominant media organizations and stigma from society against substance use and people who use drugs. We hope these nuanced stories make it clear why the government needs to be doing more to prevent further deaths. Please note, this podcast contains information about overdose death, grief, and trauma that may be distressing to listen to. In this episode, you'll hear Roland Sobatin speaking with Santana Jones in Cranbrook, BC. Santana remembers her ex-partner, Craig, who died from an opioid overdose at age 28.
So tell me your first and last name.
Santana Jones.
Where do you live?
Cranbrook, BC.
Is there one person who you would like to speak about who died from an overdose?
Yes, there is one person.
Can you tell me their first and last name?
Craig Waugh.
Their age?
23.
Where did they live?
Kelowna.
Could you describe a moment or time you shared together?
We hung out.
What do you remember most about it?
Just having a good time.
What was your relationship to this person?
Ex.
Tell me about it.
Didn't mean a lot. It was a lot of bullshit. Because all he focused on was drugs.
What is your first memory of this person?
Smoking weed with him.
What is your best memory?
Breaking up with him.
What is your most vivid memory?
Breaking up with him.
What did this person mean to you?
Nothing.
Are you comfortable? Can you talk about the death of this person and how did they die?
Buddy overdosed and then he died and then they had to use naloxone to like bring him back alive like 3 times. You know, like you can die, but I mean like you if they use naloxone on you, they had to do it like 3 times on him. And then they, like, brought him back alive. Yeah, it was from an overdose.
And what has been the hardest thing about losing this individual?
Well, at the time, I still cared. But, I mean, like, right now, it's, like, nothing. Because you know what? It's, like, it was his fault.
And what would you ask said individual if they were here today?
Just stop doing drugs. Can you stop doing drugs?
What do you miss most about this individual?
Nothing.
Nothing. How do you think this individual would want to be remembered?
That he was a drug addict.
Can you talk about the biggest obstacle this individual overcame in life?
Anxiety.
Was there anything you and this said individual disagreed about, fought over, or experienced some conflict around? Was there anything in particular that you two disagreed about or fought over?
Smoking too much weed.
Is there something that this person did that made you smile?
That I broke up with him.
And what was your relationship like?
Abusive.
And what did this person look like?
Like a G.
Did you have any favorite jokes that you used to tell?
No.
Do you have any stories you want to share about this said individual?
No.
What were the said individual's hopes and dreams for the future? Or for the future?
That he wants to get sober and that he doesn't want to deal with jail and like cops and probation and all that shit. That he wants to be happy and let go of like a lot of like fake people in his life and like a lot of snakes in his life.
Is there something about the said individual that you think no one else knows?
No.
How are you different now than you were before you lost this person?
Still the same.
What has helped you most in your grief?
Honestly, just not much. Just acceptance.
And what are the hardest times?
That we fought all the time, I guess.
How would you describe the deceased?
Oh. Well, that people that cared about him, that they brought him back to life with naloxone.
What is your favorite memory of the deceased?
Nothing.
Nothing. What did you call them? Any nicknames or terms of endearment?
Just Craig. That's it.
How long did you know the deceased?
7 years.
What do you think the deceased valued most in life?
His family.
How would you describe the deceased personality?
Honest.
How did you meet?
Through my cousin.
What is a particular time you recall the deceased? Was it especially joyful?
Not much.
Can you think of a time he or she was embarrassed?
Getting arrested in public.
What is your earliest memory of this person?
Earliest memory? Well, I haven't talked to him for frickin' ever.
What was the deceased's laugh like?
Just like a normal laugh.
Was he or she chronically late or early?
In between.
Alright. Okay, on to the next section. Do you remember any favorite stories about childhood that the deceased loved to tell?
He got along with his family. And, yeah, no, just that he was happy more than he ever was right now.
And did the deceased ever discuss big decisions they made that impacted his life?
Yeah.
Were there any major changes to the deceased's lives that affected them in big ways?
Yeah.
What was the deceased's favorite color?
I don't remember.
Do you know what their favorite flower was?
Don't know.
What kind of music did they listen to?
Rap and hip-hop.
Was there a piece of clothing or something else the deceased wore that you found characteristic of them?
Baggy pants and hoodies, and he wore a hat.
And did he have a signature saying?
Well, nothing that he said, but something that he showed.
And how did the deceased impact your life?
To just stay away from drugs.
And how will you honor the deceased's memory?
I don't want to remember him.
And what do you wish you had said to them before they died?
Stop doing drugs.
That brings us to the end of this episode of the Unsilencing Stories podcast. To listen to more interviews in the series, please go to www.unsilencingstories.com. And if you'd like to share your thoughts on the episode, message us at unsilencingstories@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening, and please share the project with other people you know.